It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Hope y'all had a fun weekend watching the big game. Don't want to get sued. Hope you survived yesterday. I know that probably wasn't the greatest day at work. I know a lot of you watched the game, though. I guess it was a record attendance on television. So that's interesting. I wonder what caused that. But let's get into the show right off the bat. All right, with the birthdays, Randy Moss is 46. Peter Gabriel, 73. I just watched his video for the sake of the show. It was amazing. Big time. Unbelievable. Kim Novak, 90. I did a little research on her, and she was quite the head turner, if you know what I'm saying. Mike Krzyzewski, 76. Apparently, it's pronounced Krzyzewski. I don't know how they get Krzyzewski out of Krzyzewski. That's very interesting to me. But Mike Krzyzewski, 76. All right. And there is no real fascinating historical stuff on this day, so we will pass on that segment. Let's get right into the news. We've got breaking news. This one from Wall Street Journal. Senate passes $95.3 billion Ukraine-Israel aid package. I would just like to remind my listeners that our national debt is $34.23 trillion. So we don't have $95.3 billion. So what? Please explain this to me, please. In the comments, explain what's going on. That's like being flat broke, losing your job, and installing a new in-ground pool on your credit card. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're in trouble. We got one from TMZ here. This is great for the movie enthusiasts. Interesting, anyway. Star Wars items and more up for grabs in potential $8 million auction. Holy crap. Pro Store, one of the nation's leading top auction sites, will be auctioning off 1,700 rare movie props. And actually, one of them is the C-3PO head that might fetch $1 million. Oh, my God. Not my $1 million. So, yeah, it says to go on. You can see all the items that are being auctioned online prior to the auction itself. So, and it takes place on March 12th at Los Angeles's Peterson Automotive Museum. So that's really cool. I would love to attend that. We got a story from Cron 4, a local news organization from San Francisco. Why did a San Francisco crowd light Waymo's driverless vehicle on fire? I guess Waymo is a delivery service in San Francisco, driverless. So there was a celebration. Let me see. Igniting. Oh, okay. I'm going to read the first sentence. Igniting a Waymo vehicle with fireworks was not part of San Francisco's planned Lunar New Year events in Chinatown, kicking off the Year of the Dragon. So this car pulls up, and instantly people start getting annoyed with it, and they start smashing the windows out, spray painting the car, and then someone throws fireworks in the car. And what the hell is going on in San Francisco? Are you kidding me? I don't know. That's unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable. All right, new law. New law, you cannot walk around with spray paint after 5 o'clock. We'll move on after this short break.
Don't touch that device, because the lunch show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that The Lunch Show was always intended to be a TV show, and that's still the plan. We plan on launching The Lunch Show TV show in late 2024, right around the corner. So keep listening to the show, click on all the things that help support us, and it's time to get back to The Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of The Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to The Lunch Show. We've got a little mob news here, this one involving some Gotti family members. This is from the Associated Press. Wife and daughter of John Gotti Jr., charged with assault after fight at high school game. Yeah, still doing the mob stuff, man. It looks like they were watching their son, Junior's and his wife's son, play. And this lady told them to quit swearing, and they ended up attacking her, punching her, pulled her hat and wig off. Oh, my God. And then other people jumped in on this. I mean, how is this even right at all? But I guess both of the Gotti family members were charged with third-degree assault. So, yeah, that is very interesting stuff there. There's another one from Associated Press. Bail. Okay, this is good. Because this answers my question that I had. Bail extended for man arrested on suspicion of manslaughter after ice hockey player's death. This is referring to that former Pittsburgh Penguin. He only played 13 games, but hey, that's legit. I mean, he's a former Penguin. And he went to England to play, and he got kicked in the freaking neck by someone. And that guy, and this is news to me, that guy was charged with, I guess, suspicion of manslaughter, I guess is the charge. So I thought it'd just be manslaughter or not. But so thank goodness he was charged, because I've played ice hockey in leagues, and there is no kicking involved in the game whatsoever. You can't even kick the puck in the goal. It's a penalty. So yeah, that's insane. And that's a bunch of crap. Dude needs to do some heavy time. All right, folks, we got one last article here, and it is a good one. It always is. But before we do that, I just want to say, subscribe to the show. Click on all the good things that help us out. We really appreciate your support. This is from positive.news. Life after gambling addiction. Recent victor of the UK's most brutal running race, Jack Scott, credits the sport with helping him overcome a 6-year gambling addiction. That is really cool. It's hard to, for some people, it's hard to imagine being addicted to gambling, because what this guy would do is he would take his paycheck and completely lose it all to gambling, like over the weekend. And then he would have nothing, and he would just scrape by until he got his next paycheck, so he can just go lose it to gambling again. So it's a vicious cycle that he was able to snap out of running, apparently. So hats off to that guy. That's great. Gambling addiction. I know some people that are addicted to it. So it's crazy. It'll ruin your life just like any other addiction. So awesome. Hats off to him, like I said. And we will call that an episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Please support the show any way you can. And until the next episode this Friday, keep pressing on in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for The Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.